Carl Parley will be placed in nomination and will receive some votes. But the third opposition candidate, Senator Wheeler of Montana, withdrew about 2 hours ago. Mr. Wheeler said that he and his friends had heretofore assumed that the president would neither seek nor accept the nomination, but that the statement of last night and the demonstration staged, as Mr. Wheeler put it, by the president's managers who control the convention have changed that opinion, and it would accordingly serve no useful purpose to put the Montana senator's name in nomination. Also, the Wheeler statement said that, I quote, "The principles of peace for which I stand have been incorporated in the platform. This is a real victory," end quote. This would indicate that the platform, which you will presently hear, will represent in its foreign relations plank a triumph in words, at least, for the more vigorous isolationists. Senator Pepper of Florida, often an advocate of administration policies in Congress, made a vigorous fight in the Resolutions Committee for a plank advocating aid to Britain short of war, but apparently has not got anything like that. And he is reported to be, if not satisfied, at least reconciled to the fact that he can get nothing stronger in the platform. Earlier reports that he might make a fight for his non-military aid plank on the floor of the convention are no longer credited. And it would appear from Senator Wheeler's statement that he is sufficiently satisfied with the platform not to make the third party race which he had threatened if the Democratic stand on the war issue did not suit his notions. The vice presidential candidate will be nominated tomorrow, and the race still seems to be wide open. Overseas, German planes attacked Britain in greater force than for some days past, and the British admit that some persons were killed and several houses destroyed in a town in Scotland. The Germans say the town was Kirkwall in the Orkneys near the great naval base of Scapa Flow, and that both the town and the base suffered severe damage. The British Air Force, in its customary night attack on German bases and communications in northwestern Europe, claims to have inflicted considerable injury on the Dortmund-Ems Canal, much used by the Germans for transport. The British now believe, from the continuing assembly of great numbers of small ships in adjacent continental ports, that the great German attack may come at any time. And there have been no further signs today of the preliminary peace offensive at which German and Italian propaganda agencies have lately hinted. Representative Emanuel Seller of New York said that on Monday he would propose in Congress amendment of the Neutrality Act to permit American liners to travel through the combat zone for the sole purpose of bringing British children back to safety in this country. The possibility that a new enemy might be raised up against Britain appeared this evening when Generalissimo Franco, the ruler of Spain, said that Spain has 2 million soldiers ready to defend her rights and made specific reference to Gibraltar. He also spoke of the unity of Spain as sealed with the blood of 500,000 people who died in the Civil War, making no mention of the many thousands who are still in prison. Britain's agreement to close the Burma Road into China for 3 months on Japan's insistence was sharply criticized in the House of Commons today. Secretary Hull had objected to it yesterday on the ground that the lanes of world trade ought to be kept open. This has been criticized by the Germans, who said that on that principle, Mr. Hull ought to object to the British blockade of Germany. But the Secretary of State responded today that Burma is a neutral country and that no war has ever been declared in China. It was reported in London that one of the considerations for the promise to close the road was a Japanese promise that they would try to reach a general peace settlement with China within 3 months. There doesn't seem to be much hope of that in view of the sharper policy expected of the new Japanese government, which will succeed the Onai ministry. Prince Konoya is said to have been invited to head it, but has not yet accepted. And that's the news to this moment.